It's 96 degrees here in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:32. A Tennessee law passed in honor of Charlie Kirk goes into effect today. The measure makes several changes to free speech on college campuses. Kirk frequently hosted debates at colleges and was ultimately assassinated last year at Utah Valley University. WPLN's Mariana Bacayao explained what is included in the final version of the Charlie Kirk Act with This Is Nashville host Blake Farmer.
You know, a university cannot deny a speaker or cannot uninvite a speaker that's been invited by a student group. And they've included, you know, at first it was just the opposition to abortion, gay rights, those sorts of views.
That were issues.
It listed issues. Those were the things that were protected, the opposition to those issues. Final version of the bill is just their views on those issues. Of course, there are already some sort of protections for LGBTQ rights and things like that. So this has, I would say, done more to advance the protection for conservative speakers, but it does cover speakers of both sides of the political spectrum.
And it's, I know that there were some almost like punishments for walkouts, which was a big issue. But it sounds like that was sort of worked out where you could personally walk out of an event and not risk some kind of punishment.
But there is still, if you were to stage a walkout,
if you stage something that was like a demonstration to sort of disrupt the entire event.
If there was a speaker you disagreed with and you and your fellow students got together, went to the assembly and walked out at a certain point, you could still face disciplinary action.
You can hear the full episode at WPLN.org or wherever you get your podcasts. Williamson County officials recently unveiled markers reminding residents of a handful of dark incidents in local history. The signs tell of violent lynchings in the late 19th century. Mobs killed men who were accused of crimes, choosing murder over the justice system. In some cases, the men were kidnapped from the local jail and killed before they had a chance to stand trial and defend themselves. The Tennessean reports a third marker is planned for a spot just outside Franklin City Hall. Five of the six lynching victims named on the markers were Black. One was Jewish. Their names were Calvin Beatty, William Guthrie, Amos Miller, Jim Taylor, Jim Walker, and Samuel Bierfield. You'll find more news at WPLN.org.